This is Dakota Daybook for August 15th. As each year goes by since Meriwether Lewis and William Clark led an expedition to the West Coast from 1804 to 1806, Americans find new and different ways to honor their legacy and acknowledge the impact of their journey. North Dakota is especially engaged since the expedition spent their first winter camped near present-day Washburn. There they met Toussaint Charbonneau and his wife, Sacagawea, who would join them on their journey. On this date, in 1976, the Lewis and Clark Stamp Club presented a new cover envelope commemorating the passage of the expedition through Mandan in 1806, which was 170 years ago that week. A cover envelope refers to the practice sending a stamped envelope through the mail for the purpose of creating a collectible item. The design of the club's envelope depicted Lewis and Clark and a Liberty emblem as they looked west from Mandan's Crying Hill, with the Missouri River shown in the background. The image was based on a medallion from 1906 and was recreated by a Mandan artist named Michael Kane. The envelopes could be purchased from the stamp club for 10 cents or with an additional commemorative 3-cent Lewis and Clark stamp for 50 cents. Money from the sales would support club activities. The stamps and envelopes were a clever way for the stamp club to commemorate the anniversary. It showcased the work of a local artist, and it was a collectible that could be shared with relative or friend, wherever the mail could take it. Those Lewis and Clark commemorative envelopes could be purchased from the Mandan Post Office or at the Mandan Chamber of Commerce Office. Good luck finding one today. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Ashley Thronson. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.